And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Yeah. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, happy podcast. Happy podcast to you and to you and to you and to you. Thank you, Subway. Head into Subway right now to check out the Reuben. It's an iconic, classic, great American sandwich. It's been around forever, and it's just perfect. It's stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, which is the most underrated meat ever on planet Earth. Bavarian-style sauerkraut, Swiss cheese, creamy Thousand Island dressing, all on the new freshly baked rye bread. So head on over to Subway and get this classic, this American classic, before it's gone.
Yeah, thank you, Subway. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I got a lot on my mind.
What's
I got
going on?
So much stuff going on. I got car trouble. I got Gunner's arm he's having to deal with. That's a big thing.
Yeah, like after the show, you got that. Oh, look at Patrick passing out
satsumas.
Wait, Patrick. You're trying to throw me a satsuma? I've got five of my own. I'm prepared, dude.
I'm going to go get some.
Yeah.
Hey, Carson.
I have two giant boxes of satsumas that I picked
at your mama's house.
No, and my friends Errol and Leanne Erickson, shout out.
Hey.
They have four satsuma trees that make more tangerines than I've ever seen in my life. Those two giant boxes came from one tree, and when I finished picking them, you couldn't tell that anybody had picked
any
of that. No, because there were that many left. Great.
That's
and this
nice.
Is what we do between Thanksgiving and Christmas every year.
Every year. Remember last year, you picked some, and then
you
mixed them.
I picked half that many last year.
But I'm
year,
saying, remember you mixed them with lemons? And
no, that was 2 years ago, and those weren't from them. Those were for a friend of mine had given me some satsumas. My friend Bryce had given me some satsumas. And there were also some lemons.
Which you couldn't tell because
that looked
we
like oranges.
Well, the
they
bad thing
lemons.
Is it's such low light here in the studio that you can't tell if something is an orange or a lemon.
Because there's Bubba's peeling this orange. And he's like, man, this orange is hard to peel. And he gets that first piece and he takes a bite thinking it's an orange and it's a piece of lemon.
It's a huge
then
chunk of a lemon.
Then we all taste a piece of it because, you know,
and then
that's
I,
how dudes
I
well,
got addicted.
Well, because if something's bad,
yeah.
you
yeah.
pass it around. If it's good, you don't share.
Well, then I got addicted to it. I was like, you know, this is, you know, something's so sour sometimes.
Yeah.
After a moment, you get used to it. And I just started just killing it. And then I started searching the box. I probably ate four or five lemons during the course of the podcast.
But it is really low light. I mean, it could have been shrimp scampi. you're like, oh, this is pretty. Like, we have no idea what
no.
we're eating.
No.
Don't know what we're drinking.
Like, if you're watching right now and you're doing the Facebook Live of the podcast, you have no idea because we have to turn the lights up to do the podcast for the cameras. Normally, it's about half as lit as what you see, which is pretty dark.
Because
it's like Patrick on a Wednesday, half lit.
That's a good joke.
Sorry.
Good joke.
And when he's not being funny and he can't remember things, he's half wit when he's half lit.
That was a little stretch.
All right.
That was a little,
all right.
Yeah, we'll all give you half credit for that.
Half credit.
I see what you did there.
Half credit.
A little rhyming and stealing.
Oh, we just rhyming like
crap. Rhyming and peeling.
So if it sounds like we're concentrating
yes.
on peeling oranges or tangerines and eating them, that's what we're doing.
Well, the bad thing is I have to touch like all the electronics.
You don't
and
have to
as I'm peeling these, I'm like getting like drippings out of the bottom. Mm-hmm. And it's I'm gonna be touching my keyboard with it.
You got you some sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers.
Sticky fingers.
Hey, what do you guys want for Christmas?
Money.
I'm tired.
Same.
the kids will ask her, Kathy, you know, what do you want? I don't know nothing. I want nothing. I really don't. There's nothing I want.
No,
nothing I need. Nothing I. You know what I want? I want a new shock for the front passenger side of my car. But I'm gonna get that because you can't.
I want the PlayStation VR.
Oh,
me too. I don't know, man. Am I paying $400 for that? $500?
Yeah. Eventually, you know you will.
Yeah,
between
just,
you or your boys, somebody's you know gonna want it and they're
you know
gonna
when,
need it.
When my shock went out this morning, like my car it's an SUV, it's not a car, it's an SUV, and it has airbags for its thing. And when it went down this morning, like over the last couple of last 24 hours, I noticed the front passenger side dipping. And then,
well, when I pulled up, I walked in and said, dude, you're riding low today.
And then this morning on the way in, that just went out. And you know what I thought of? I went, well, there goes my PlayStation VR. Because that's what that money was for.
But that's the difference between you and Bubba.
What? He'll just get
anyway. Bubba would buy it anyway.
I would ride around and be like the most uncomfortable. Yeah, that'd be great.
You remember I used to have that old...
you had an old Lincoln that your father-in-law gave you.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
When you first got married.
It was the most... It was
awesome.
And it had the air suspension on the town car. Big D had the
car. Before that, when I met Big D, he had a Jetta. And it was this little bitty... It was an old Jetta.
How did you fit in it?
It was so little, and I took it somewhere one time.
He was How did you fit in it?
I was much smaller than this, but I get into the Jetta, and I'm not kidding, Carson.
You had the lean.
The seat leaned about 15 to 20 degrees toward the door, and I'm like, the seat, is their seat broken? He's like, no. I'm like, yeah, it is. It literally
leans.
That's just
his natural lean while he's driving.
It's his natural lean when he's driving, and the seat was so used to his
It's like a sofa with a butt groove in it, you know?
It's like when you have to replace the bed because it starts sagging.
Exactly.
Dude, that car was enormous, though, right? It was.
It was.
Huge.
Yeah, so he went from the little bitty Jetta to a land yacht. It was just enormous.
Like people went to register to vote at my car. Was and it would when the it had airbag suspension too. That was part of the. That's what gave it its smooth.
That's why it had the glide. It was the glide ride, baby.
Like it would be like you just kind of just
like a boat.
You're just like a boat,
and that's why they called them land yachts.
Man, when it went out, it bad. It was real bad.
It really. I rode with him. He had it. It went out, and you had it for several days where the suspension went out.
Yeah,
and I rode with him one time, and.
It was maybe
15 minutes of riding with him. I'm like, dude, you got to pull over and give me a break. My kidneys were so beat up.
Oh,
it was great.
It was terrible. I'm like slobbering. I feel like our buddy Paul. Remember Paul? Mm-hmm. I'm like slobbering.
Anyway,
of all the sour.
So good.
So yeah, I gotta get that fixed. But
so, there anyway. Goes
so,
your.
So what do you seriously? What do you guys want for Christmas? Okay, really?
PlayStation VR.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Carson?
Really?
Did you ever think that we would get to this point? Do you remember when your kids are like, oh, my gosh, I've got this and that and this, and every year it's going to change. And then one year, like, I didn't have an answer.
No. And I don't know when that adulting thing kind of happens. It's not even that there's nothing that I want. I can't even come up with a... Like even a book that I could say to my parents, like, oh, if you want to throw that. Like, I've got nothing that I can think of.
I'm going to tell you guys, here's what you do. You get on, like, Amazon or whatever, and you make a wish list throughout the year. And things that you want or whatever. Like, I had it for my Jeep. I had a little wish list. And if anybody wanted to buy me something, I would go, okay, well, here you go. And I'd send them the list. They'd have cheap options and expensive options.
Well, I have an Amazon wish list. But the problem is I just put things there as, like, a placeholder. And then I buy them.
Yeah.
You
have to make sure to clear them out, though.
Yeah. Oh, well,
you buy them.
I mean,
does
I got
it
the
do it automatically?
I think it does. And I got the question at Thanksgiving was, well, I saw your brother put his wish list up. Where's yours? I go, it's empty.
Yeah.
Like, I've got nothing because I can't think of anything. I mean, I've said to, you know, do you really want to get me something? Throw me a check or like a gift card for an airline.
I'm trying to remember.
That way I can buy a trip somewhere.
I'm trying to
don't
remember
get me
the
anything,
last time
you know?
I really wanted something. Like,
I know, it's a terrible feeling, actually.
You guys are crazy.
No,
I know. That's maybe I'm still a kid.
It's all the things I want in my life. No one's gonna buy me. Like, I want a new TV because all my TVs are old, you know, big box SD TVs.
Yeah,
I want a new couch because my couch is literally broken at the house. That's why I stay here all the time, because the couch and the TV in my office are way better than the couch and the TV in my house. So I'm like, I don't have no reason to go home.
Sure.
Let's hang out here.
Why not?
Right. Look, we're done usually at 1, 2 in the afternoon, and I usually have some event to go to at 6 or 7. I don't go home. I stay here. I take a nap on my couch or watch SportsCenter.
And half the time we walk in and Patrick's still asleep on the sofa the next morning.
Sometimes I sleep
morning.
Here because I went out the night before and I didn't need to drive
Should
home.
Should not be driving.
And that's why I keep a change of clothes at the office, folks. Yeah. That's and a toothbrush
and
some
socks.
Floss and a pack of socks that Carson bought me. This is all well planned out. In
you
my
bought
life.
Him socks?
She bought me
that's
socks.
That's what I was going to get him for Christmas.
He'll need more. Do you know the saddest part is we'd come back from an event and I was like, I really don't think you should be driving home. And his big point was, but I don't have any socks here.
I don't have any socks.
And I was like, look, I will stop in the morning and I will get you socks. So I buy him like the 6-pack of socks. Well, tables turn. Couple weeks later, guess who had to spend the night here at the studio?
Oh, Carson. But you had to go home for socks?
And I had forgotten socks. So it was like me in yoga pants and a t-shirt and bare feet, because otherwise I would have been wearing heels.
Well, Patrick had a 6-pack in his office.
That's right. So I ran in and I stole a pair of the socks.
Telling you.
We didn't steal them. You bought them.
Well, yeah, but, you know, they were gifted.
Even if it was a gift, it's still you bought them, so you have access to them anytime.
Socks the same, men and women's?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, in a pinch, yeah, I'm going to wear dude socks. You know, it was either that or go bare feet around this floor, which not that it's dirty, but it's cold.
Do eat that in your mouth, please.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What is she doing?
My mouth is full.
It's like dollar truth.
See, but I haven't noticed because I'm doing the same thing.
I'm holding on to it with my teeth. You steal somebody's socks if you need to. Now, I don't know that dudes can do the reverse because usually our feet would be smaller than y'all's.
Let's see.
Wear a dude socks.
I'm going to go through some of the stuff here. Susan on Facebook watching live says, I want a tattoo or video games or a nice hunting rifle is what I need and what I want.
That's a girl who said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Angie says, we always say to buy for the boys so they can have a great Christmas because that means more for the kids. So there you go. Sheena says, a new tattoo for Christmas. A lot of people wanting tattoos
for
Christmas. Glinda says, I always wanted to know what y'all looked like, so sorry. money, house would be nice. Just get stuff for your kids. So there you go. That's pretty much where everybody
is. Liposuction.
You want a liposuction? You have to lose the weight first, right?
Dude,
you
know? I would love some plastic surgery.
Liposuction, you lose the weight first is for that tuck thing. No, I just want, suck out about 8-9 pounds of this.
I'm not even nice worried about start. The front. Here's the thing. I would like him to do just my my back fat. The little bit of back roll I have right there.
That's how you know you're not really fat. That's it.
No.
Yeah. No, I am fat. I have a huge belly. But I'm saying the belly I'm okay with. It's the back fat that bugs me. When I see pictures of me from the rear and I see that little muffin top, I get so upset.
I have never once thought about the fact that I have back fat. Because I have so much front fat that it just doesn't even occur.
And, I'm okay with it because I've been told that I look all right when I'm walking away. So thank you, mouthy gentleman. I'm totally the like I have like this just like one square foot that I just want someone to carve off.
Yes,
like I'm a Thanksgiving turkey.
That
just
is a great
slice
idea.
It right off.
You just slice
several square
all
feet.
This.
Mm-hmm.
I get lots of real estate that could go.
I'm just saying.
All right, so you want liposuction?
Probably not getting that.
Big D, if you plastic didn't have surgery. To buy a suspension for your truck, what would you be buying?
Probably the VR. For me, really, honestly, for me, something cooking. I'll probably get a new pan.
Oh, that's very awesome.
Yeah.
I know. We're all so...
You know, the problem is, if you need it, you know how it is. If you need something, you just get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's really nothing that we... need and want have gotten very blurred. And so a lot of times people think they need it. It's a want. That's a want. But need?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's still a luxury, but I would like air conditioning in my car. It was a rough summer. But even so, the car drives, and otherwise the heat works. Like, we good.
Have you had it looked at?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the pricey side.
Doesn't need to be just recharged? You have a leak?
I really don't know.
She does not know the answer to.
No, I don't know.
She went to the mechanic. They said it's broke, and she went, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was
well,
it.
Well, there are, you know, when Zach got his car.
Yeah.
The air conditioning didn't, it didn't work. It didn't, it was coolish, not very cool. Mm-hmm. It blew, but it's kind of it. And so I just went and got a can. It's not Freon. What is it now? R whatever, the new stuff. And you just, it just goes into your line in the engine and into your air conditioning line. And it just, you just kind of recharge it.
Yeah. I think it's something with my line.
You have a leak.
Maybe.
Maybe you have something in it, and like whatever.
I don't know what it is, but they wanted $1,500 for it.
Stacy's,
and I had to replace the air conditioner in my house and a fence, and I was like, the money, I'm tapped, y'all.
My wife's car right before the latest van, she had an air conditioning thing, but it was one of the vent flaps. Believe it or not, there's a flap on the inside that shuts, and like whenever you turn it off or whatever, so they had to pull the entire dashboard off.
I remember that.
And change for a little piece of plastic that got stuck just to get in there. They had to go in and do it. It was like $2,200. I went, I think we're going to live with this this little air flap stuff thing. It's not worth
not
it.
Not to change the subject, but I'm out of Satsumas, and I'm going to go get some
here
more.
Here you go.
Anyone else need?
Oh, God!
We're just chugging through.
That's on camera.
I'm glad you bending over was on camera. We got him for days here.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, does anyone else need more? I'm going into the kitchen. Mm-mm. It's going to be a while. I'm not going to eat this one first, which is, oh, man, you broke it.
Well, that's good. Aww, it makes it easier to
busted.
Peel.
Yeah, it's leaking.
No.
Got a leaky satsuma.
Mm.
We didn't have a Thanksgiving sour podcast. Did you guys spend some time with your family, Carson?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Mom, dad?
Yep, mom, dad, brother. I saw a lot of friends, so that was very nice. And, yeah, so.
Are y'all a turkey family?
Trip. I'm sorry?
Y'all a turkey family?
Yeah, my mom's a great cook, which is weird because I can't, like, I broiled a cake once.
I'm sorry?
Like, you know how you're supposed to bake a cake?
You broiled it?
I broiled it.
How do you do that? You
because I turned button? It to broil.
You just hit the wrong button?
No, I purposely put it on broil because I don't know why.
All right.
So it's one of those weird things in my family that my mother is this amazing cook and her turkey is fantastic. And I'm basically put in charge of, why don't you go make the Rice Krispie treats? That's my job.
But you know what? I hear you do really good ones.
I walked into her house and there's a bowl with two bags of marshmallows and a box of Rice Krispies waiting for me, which is basically key for get busy in the kitchen, or in my case, the microwave.
Are you bringing some here?
I will. Yeah, I can make some.
Tomorrow?
Oh. I can?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, but no, I'll make some before, because I'll buy the red and green Krispies.
Oh, you do them?
And they'll be festive.
Okay.
So I'll do that. But yeah, that's like the only thing I know how to make.
Do you do anything different to yours?
I do. I don't follow their recipe.
I mean, it's basically you slowly melt.
You have butter, marshmallow, and Rice Krispies, but mine's just a little bit different, and that's why they're awesome.
She's saying she's the best at making Rice Krispies.
I am the best. People will attest to that.
What do you put in it?
I can't tell you.
She's not giving away the secret.
I don't tell it. Like, my mother doesn't know how to make them.
But all I know is I want Carson to make some Rice Krispie treats. Better do it before the end of the year.
If I guess it right, will you tell me?
No.
If I guess it right, will you make a funny face?
No. I always make a funny face. It's just how I look. But no, I've had...
Vanilla extract.
No. Mm-mm. I've done, like, candy okay. stuff with it, but
I
know...
I'm trying to hide it.
You
took
can
a
do
bite.
Birthday cake
I
ones.
I took a bite of one of those satsumas, and it squirted into the back of my throat. Go ahead and isolate that audio. You'll want to keep that forever. But it hit me in the back of the throat.
Yeah, we do.
And it's like it went down the wrong pipe. I'm
just
dying
stop
here.
Wow.
Actually, please keep talking.
Oh, man.
Like, I can't breathe. I'm gagging. Would you like that? Is that good?
All right.
Anyway.
So
yeah, those Rice Krispie treats.
So do you put cake batter in your Rice Krispie treats?
I have, but that's not my usual MO. I don't give up my secrets.
You know what? That's not cool.
It
Why?
Is.
Why?
No,
among friends?
I'm just saying.
Here, what if we turn the microphones off?
She still won't tell
us. No, seriously.
Again.
And 3, 2.
Greetings. Oh. It's okay.
She won't tell us.
You know what I wish I could do? You know when you go to like parties and someone brings meatballs, barbecue meatballs in a crock pot?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do
like
them.
Like wedding meatballs?
Yes. I tried. Mine didn't do good. And I bought.
Really?
Yeah. Someone said, oh, just go get the like frozen meatballs at the grocery store and then just add your grape jelly and your barbecue sauce and that kind of stuff. But they just turned out, and I think I need to make
so
my.
Good? Is it the grape jelly that's the secret?
Yeah,
thing?
I think I need to make my own, like out of beef and sausage.
I'm surprised you didn't make your own. I would have thought that would have been your thing.
I would have, but yeah. That guy told me, "Oh no, 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 no! They're best if you don't." And so I'm like, "Oh, okay." I'd never done it, so.
No, I'm gonna say yours are probably better if you make them.
Yeah,
you're a good cook. You know what you're doing.
And you get what's the stuff that you mix into it, like a. You ever had that before? It's like
mashed potatoes.
It's like almost like Bisquic that you mix in with it.
Oh,
and then, to make it like
and it has kind
thicker.
Of a flour. It has kind of
yeah. I know what you're talking
cake
about.
Type mixed in with it.
Yeah, to like thicken it.
Yeah, it's
but
like
also
a breadish,
to add a little sweetness.
It's really good. I gotta figure out.
Why don't you add some Bisquic?
I don't know.
Again, who are you? You're talking to the chick that broiled the cake. I'm probably not the one that should be offering that up.
Broil the cake.
Yeah, like Cafe Du Monde makes beignet mix. Put it in your meatballs. Have at you.
Yeah.
You
know, like, why not?
Make it very New
why
Orleans.
Why not? We had ham. We had, I was going to fry a turkey and our fryer conked out. Like, I didn't test it. We use the fryer once a year. And I didn't test it ahead of time, and so we poured all the oil in, get it heated up, nothing. But I had already had a ham rolling anyway, so I had a backup.
You were good with that.
What?
Like having a backup. Like
oh, I backup well, we were going to have extra, but then it was plenty.
Yeah.
It was plenty.
I went and ate at the in-laws, and it was good. The only thing I didn't do is I stayed away from the desserts. I ate like everything else because they make this big yam sweet potato crunch thing, and that was my dessert. I'm like, I could do this. There's enough sugar in that. I don't need a pie.
Yeah. Yam, sweet potato, oh, it's like crunch.
It's so good. It's
like what makes it crunchy?
And it's like, I don't know. Well, they have like pecans and all kinds of other stuff on top, but like it has like some graham cracker crushed in with it as well on the top, and then it's just got a sheen of butter. That's when you know. That's when you know
pretty.
It's good.
My aunt Les makes a sweet potato casserole like that. You see the butter. You're like,
yeah, maybe that's what it was. I don't even know what it's called.
It's
maybe
good.
That's in a sweet potato casserole.
And so conversely, good. I only show up to Thanksgiving for the dessert because my mom's apple pie is fantastic.
Oh, not me.
She has her own whole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And she has a special kind of apple that she buys, and she made two this year because she knew we would just eat them all. And I mean, I show up to Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm like, oh, cool, pass the pasta. And I'm just waiting for dessert. Like, that's it. That's all I want.
You have pasta at Thanksgiving?
I have, yeah. Because my brother and I don't eat turkey. So my mother basically makes it for, like, her and my dad.
And, mom.
Yeah. And every year it's, I'm not doing this again. It's too much work. Blah, blah. And then every
what
year.
Would it kill you to eat some meat?
Yeah, here comes.
You know what you should do? You should eat some meat.
Well, I blame her. I go, especially my brother, you let him be the pickiest eater. Like when I was, you know, like when you're a kid and your parents would be like, look, you either eat everything off your plate or you're not moving from this table. And that's like you had to try everything. I don't know what went wrong with the younger brother where she caved to him that like when he was 3, I don't want that. Okay, I'll make you mac and cheese. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, can I not eat the rest of this meat left? No, sit there and scarf it. And because she never
I
made
like
him
her
eat
mom
this stuff.
Voice. I like how that's your voice for your mom.
Your mom is like the Wicked Witch.
Yeah, but, well, I mean,
no!
I come by it honestly. But no, she. But they didn't. She and my dad didn't make my brother like try foods. So I don't like. He didn't even eat steak until he was like 30.
What?
Yeah, he was like he ate hamburgers and pizza. That was because they never
that's
made him
crazy.
Try stuff. And so he won't eat turkey because he just never tried it.
I actually, at my house, because my girls, they're all about mac and cheese. And I will hold the mac and cheese hostage until they try something new. I'm like, okay, look, you can totally have mac and cheese, but you're going to try this.
That's
and
a really
not,
good idea.
It's not just where they put it on the little thing. You know, yeah. You put it on a fork and they just tap their tongue to it. I'm like, no, you take a real bite and you chew it and you let it savor in your mouth for a moment. And then you're, you know, let me know if you want more. And they've tried it. Like my daughter will eat sushi now, mm-hmm. which she wouldn't touch back in the day because, oh, that's gross. And then like she loves sushi now. But also like escargot and things. I mm-hmm. love. I will take a little cookie pan and I'll make escargot. Ugh. So great.
What do you do? You just put butter
it's
and...
It's butter and a bunch of little different
garlic?
Spices and garlic.
I like
and,
garlic on it.
Yeah, it's great. And then you just you make... I get those little Hawaiian, King's Hawaiian buns.
Yeah.
And then I'll sop up the juice with them after.
The butter, you mean?
Oh. Yeah. I thought you meant you were eating like snails on bread.
No. You eat the snails first and
yeah,
then you go
okay,
and put it on bread.
Okay, that makes sense.
I mean, call me crazy. Maybe it's the Cajun in me, but I'll eat just about anything. And when I was little, I fell in love with escargot. I'm like, what? This is great.
Yeah.
It's crazy how much how expensive they are, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's better to make them at home.
I didn't even know you could buy that.
Yep.
I wouldn't know. Outside of a restaurant, I wouldn't know where to go to buy snails. Or, escargot.
You just get like a regular grocery store?
Yeah, the place I go, yeah.
They just have a
Do you like
aisle.
Go to this deli?
Yes,
is it like in the back somewhere?
No, just ask.
Do they have their own tank like the lobsters?
Do they tell you just keep going, sit in the back. Keep going. No, through the door, outside. Keep going. And there's a shovel.
There's a rock.
No, I'll tell you something else too is if you don't like escargot, if you don't like the do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat it.
Okay, I didn't know because mm-hmm. of the whole vegetarian thing.
Pescatarian.
Or pescatarian.
Elite seafood.
I was going to say the other thing is every once in a while to get my youngest son, he's my only son, to get my youngest to eat escargot, I made half escargot and the other half was mushroom caps. And it's a great, you prepare it the exact same and it's almost the same thing.
Yeah, visual trick too.
Yeah, and it was good and he loved it and then now he eats it.
I gotta go to your house for dinner. You're making some good stuff.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make mushrooms? They're a lot cheaper.
Well, because it's
fair.
Just... not the same.
How do you
close.
Pick out the snails at the grocery
close.
Store? Do you want the one that's going faster up the wall of the tank? Do you want the slow one because he'll be fattier?
It's tough, man.
That's a tough choice. I don't really know.
Who knows? Who knows?
I had four Thanksgivings on Thursday. Four.
I don't even know how you do that in a day.
Stand up. Oh, man. Yeah, no,
yes.
No,
yes,
no. What's the first? What time was the first meal?
Noon.
Oh, wow. You packed them
at noon, three, six. And then I had met with friends at 9.
I'm jealous.
And they were still eating.
I went to my mother-in-law's, and they told me to be there. We're going to eat at 1. I showed up at about 12:30. We didn't eat until almost 5. And I didn't eat anything on purpose because I knew I was going to overeat. So I'm jealous that you got to eat so early.
Dude, that's all we did all day. It was great.
Your brother cooked, right?
No, my brother cooked the 6 o'clock Thanksgiving dinner.
How do you pace yourself? Like, what do you eat
Oh, you
at
don't.
The noon?
Hey, look at me. Do you think I pace myself?
Come on. Like, do you eat like a full plate at every one?
I ate full plate at noon and 6.
Okay.
What did you do with the other ones?
It just kind of picked. But the food's so good, you're like, I got to try a little bit of this. Then my Aunt Betty made pralines for 3 o'clock. I had to have 2 of those. They're freaking great.
God, so great. Man.
So good.
I love it when everyone has like
their
your mom
thing.
Is probably, yes, their thing. Your mom is a good cook, but your mom is probably really good at
one thing.
One or two things. And that's like her go-to thing.
Yep.
You got one lady in church who makes the best fried chicken.
Yeah.
Lois Abson. She made the best fried chicken. And then you got somebody who makes the best corn casserole thing. Jan Apple.
That's my mama.
Yeah.
My mama also makes heavenly hash.
He sounded like the water boy.
My mama
always makes...
Heavenly hash, which is like, you know, it's marshmallows and chocolate and pecans, but it's her recipe and use a special mix of chocolate and all that. Oh, it's so good.
Your mama says it's heavenly.
So good. Always. It's one of those things. It's like, how is this so delicious? All it is marshmallows and chocolate and nuts. It's so good.
Yeah, we had the conversation of why don't we make ham more often? It was so great.
It's always great.
And
why is ham better than pork chops?
Have you ever noticed that? I can't do pork.
That's what I'm saying. Why is it so much better?
I don't like pork.
How long does it take you to cook a ham? Like, is it already cooked and you're just kind of warming it up, or?
Yeah. It's, that's a good question.
Put a pig in the ground, baby.
I can't
remember how you do it.
How it is. It's maybe it is already kind of cooked. I can't remember.
Because I feel like a lot of those hams come kind of done and you're almost just warming them up.
Yes. Yeah. And you put it in the best way I found is to just take two handfuls of brown sugar, throw it in the bottom of the crock pot, put the ham on top of it, put a little bit more on top of it, and some crushed pineapple on top. Close it. Don't open it up for 6 hours on low. And it's stupid good.
See?
I flip it around every few hours.
So why don't you make it more often if all you're doing is, I mean, it's literally tossing something
in
a crock pot. It couldn't be easier.
It is the easiest. And you can use it for like sandwiches. Mm-hmm. It's great for grilled cheese. You put grilled cheese and ham on it. And it's awesome because it's about the right size. You know, it comes in kind of easy for the lunches.
And way less messy than a turkey.
Oh, my gosh.
Turkey is such a pain to clean.
It is a pain. And it's not even worth it.
No, and you're trying to take the meat off. Yeah.
And I don't care. People go, oh, my turkey's really, yes, it is. It's the bird. It's not you. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. It's going to be kind of dryish unless you.
Not if you do it perfect.
See what I mean? I guarantee you. I would go there and I get it, man.
I ate three turkeys on Thanksgiving. They were all great. Yeah. We're all great.
Fried, man. That's the best way.
Oh, so good.
Now, I'll tell you what. If you take a piece of a turkey, like a slice, like you like you make, okay, at Thanksgiving, take a slice of it and then throw it in a pan and just kind of get it grilled a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I'm okay with that. I'll eat that. Or turkey and dip it in a little bit of Heinz sauce.
Like the 57
or
sauce?
A1.
Oh, I was like, ketchup?
Right, I don't like A1. Like, I've never been an A1 fan.
I like it.
No, man.
I enjoyed A1. I still like A1.
Oh,
yeah,
dude. Any kind of hot sauce. Like, it depends on what you're having. I'm a hot sauce dude. I want the most amount of, what is it, capsaicin? Is that what they call the stuff that makes it, gives it the hot?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
From like peppers, man, just give me the most amount of hot sauce possible.
I was on this super strict diet a couple of years ago, and you could put hot sauce on stuff. So that's when I really grew an appreciation. And now, like, my go-to snack if I'm dieting, which sounds so ridiculous, but it's rice cakes and hot sauce. Because rice cakes on their own are, I mean, you're eating styrofoam, but you put hot sauce on them. Well, at least it's styrofoam with hot sauce.
Yeah,
like it just
sounds terrible. Hey, have rice cakes with hot sauce?
How about every once in a while when you run across one of those ramen noodle packages and you're like, you know what? I'm going to try that. And it's the best thing you've had all day.
I love ramen noodle.
Oh, my God. I don't even use a little sauce thing. I just put a little bit of butter and salt.
You know what's great, too? You can make egg drop soup with ramen noodle. And all you do is you prepare it without the noodles in it. Once you, like, do it on the stove, because I know a lot of people do their ramen noodles in the microwave.
Right.
Do it on a stove, and then you take about 4 or 5 eggs, and you whisk them up, you know, get them all good to go. And then once your thing is boiling, you just kind of drizzle the egg straight into the thing through a fork.
Uh-huh.
That's how you get that effect. Like, whenever, you know, you get egg drop soup at a restaurant, they have that thing, how it looks kind of wispy.
Yeah.
So you do that through a fork, and you'll get the same result. And
I'll
it's
be
so
honest,
good.
I haven't touched ramen noodles since college.
You are overdue.
Yeah, you really are.
I know that they're making, like, there's like ramen restaurants and food trucks. I see them all over Food Network. But I go, I haven't eaten them since I was in a dorm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even when I moved out into an apartment and I had an actual stove, I didn't touch ramen noodles anymore.
Telling you, something magic about ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles, and you can't eat, if you eat it, like, I'll kind of go on a kick. Like, I'll be like, oh, man, I'm going to have. And you can't just do one. Don't do one pack. Do two packages.
It's always two.
Yeah.
Do two packages, a big bowl, and use half of whatever the sauce. If you're going to use that little pre-stuff, that stuff's got MSG. And it's
Bring it on.
You really want it to be good?
Yeah, what do you put in it?
You take the ramen noodles in the pack with the sauce. Two packs. Go with your one sauce. But you know how they tell you to use a certain amount of water? That's fine. Then cook it all together in a wok and cook it down till the sauce isn't like soup anymore. It's just like a thick.
Yeah, when it soaks it up.
Yeah, it's like a thick.
That's
kind
what
of,
I do.
You know, sauce and it's just coated the noodles. Strong, but
I don't
good.
Do it in a wok. I'll just throw it in the microwave like that. I'll crush it up first. Like, I'll crush it while it's still in the package so it gets all.
Oh, but I like the noodles when.
No,
like,
not me.
They're long.
Yeah.
You got to hold them like three feet above your head. I'm with your mouth.
I'm yeah, that's part of the like fun of them.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think I've ever had it that way, to be honest. I've always crushed them.
So you're just like shoveling them. Like, you've got little pieces in your.
And I crush them down in the bag, and then I cook it the same way you do. And then I don't have to worry.
You're missing the fun of picking that noodle up, and it's this long, and you got to go.
Yeah, why do I want to do that? I just want to shovel straight in. I just want to go nar, 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 and be done with it.
Hey, oh, man. How about this? How about it's 9 o'clock at night. You had dinner at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you had a good dinner. Nothing crazy. You had something healthy, maybe. Grilled chicken, some veggies, whatever. 9 o'clock, and you just finished watching your show on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever. And you're like, oh, there's one more. You want to watch one more. And you go, hang on. I'm going to make a bowl of cereal.
And cereal at night is the best.
It's the best.
We actually, about once or twice a month, we'll do cereal for dinner. Yeah. Just the whole family. We're like, what kind you want? Okay. And I'll make it. I'm making dinner tonight.
My cupboards could be bare, but there will always be a box of cereal.
Mm-hmm. What is your cereal?
Shredded Wheat and Kix.
Oh, okay.
I eat like I'm a 90-year-old woman when it comes to cereal, but I don't like sugar cereal, so Mucinex, as crazy I get, it's Mucinex.
What is it, Mucinol or whatever they call it?
Yeah, and I get like the shredded wheat and bran. It's the brown box.
What about you, Big D?
I have right now, I've got cinnamon...
Toast Crunch?
No, there's another one that's kind of, it's drier. I don't like that Cinnamon Toast Crunch because it kind of leaves a film in your mouth.
Mm.
And that stuff kind of floats to
that
the top.
That sugar coating?
Yeah, I don't care for that.
When it's on your milk when the bowl's empty?
Tell you what, I like
you just drink it.
Fruity Pebbles.
Damn.
Fruity Pebbles are amazing. Speaking of films, Fruity Pebbles always leave a film.
You know, I actually knew a place
not
that
did. Not
if
you get the generic one. You get the cheap one? They don't.
There's a place that does Fruity Pebbles French Toast.
Oh, that sounds great.
And everybody I knew that tried it just thought it was amazing.
You know,
and I couldn't do it because of the sugar film that I thought it would leave in my mouth, even though it was French toast and not actually milk. But I was like, nope, that's a sugar cereal. I'm like, but if you want to do it with Kix, you can give me a shot.
I'll take a bran.
I am.
What kind of bran you got on the bar?
The weirdest thing about me and cereal is I can eat a bowl of cereal of just about anything. But you put a box of Life in front of me. Life cereal, the dumb Mikey likes it. I will sit there and I'll pour it into my bowl and I'll eat the bowl and I'll go, oh, I still have milk. And I'll add some Life to it.
Yes.
And then I'll eat all of that and I'll go, oh, I still have milk. So I'll add some more. And I'll get to the point where I go, oh, well, I don't have enough milk for whatever.
You
left.
Go get more so milk.
Get more milk.
Yes. I will kill. And it is every single time. That's why I can't have it in my house. Every single time, for some reason, I can kill the entire box.
You're like a
in
snake
one sitting.
Chasing its tail.
Like, it just, I can only stop when the box is empty. And it's not like, it's not even a sweet cereal. It's just, there's something about it.
I like to take the Life cereal and then take just white sugar and take a couple of spoonfuls and just kind of drizzle it on there. And it kind of settles to the bottom. And then you end up spooning up. It's like you're digging for gold.
Trying gold. To get it to come on up.
You get it and you're like, oh, that's a good one there.
Now, do you mix cereals?
No.
See, I've never, like, people that do, I'm always like,
no, I can't.
Depends on what it is.
Like, if you, like, you know, the Frosted Flakes mixed with their Trix and.
I always find out when you get to the grocery store and you start looking through the cereals, I always kind of go, I'm always like, I thought there was more. Like, I thought there were more types. It's like.
There were, but what they do is they phase certain ones out. If something's a slow seller, they
like
go.
It's like I'm going down the aisle, and it's like I'm seeing the same thing, but just in different boxes. Like here's a cinnamony kind of thing, here's a healthy grainy bran type thing.
Well, it's here's raisin bran, but then you can get Total with raisins, or you can get Special K with raisins, and it's like, well, how many flakes and raisins combos do I really need?
Right.
If you really like raisins that much, go ahead and buy Lucky Charms and then some raisins, and then you can throw them in there.
Y'all like Lucky Charms?
I do. I love Lucky Charms.
It's got kind of a funky smell. It smells like after you eat it, I smell my breath. It kind of smells like the way a new baby's breath smells.
Yes.
It's kind of a weird
smell. Like a slightly sour milk.
Yes.
Not like bad milk.
Not bad.
Slightly.
Just got a little.
I think we just found the secret ingredient.
Yeah, baby's been eating some cereal. Yeah, well, good podcast.
I love bananas in my cereal.
My God's name, would
anyone
ever?
You love bananas on your shirt?
Slice up banana. Yeah, I do. I got my little banana shirt.
I love the shirt.
Why would anyone listen to this?
I have no idea.
We finish it up, and I drive home, and I'm going, Why would you listen to that? What? And there are thousands of people doing it. And I'm just baffled. Just absolutely baffled.
Thanks for giving away the secret, D. Yeah, that's what we really needed is for half the people listening to go, why am I listening
to
this?
Why am I? What the hell is wrong with me? He's right.
The great and powerful Oz is nothing but a man. But
he's a man. He's nothing but a man behind the curtain.
I guess because it's we don't hold any punches, and it's real,
it's honest, it's whatever.
Wow, that's dope.
Speak for yourself. I'm holding all the punches today.
Hawaiian punch.
Hawaiian punch.
Come
on. Tropical.
That's the only punch I knew. I'm like,
how about, hey,
sucker.
How about when Capri Sun came out when you were a kid?
We never got it because my mom would never buy something like it. We were so poor, man. We never had anything name brand.
It looked
We never had anything with a name brand on it. It was just something she was like, no, we are not going to pay for somebody's marketing. So
my mom tried to more keep us away from, again, the sugar and like Capri Sun. And so you'd see.
Yeah, so did my mom.
Well, again, so my mom kept me away from it. And then I got out on my own and said, oh, the sugar will go in my mouth.
We never had sodas because that was too expensive. My family would make Diet Coke. Remember Sun
Tea? Like, that's
tea?
Part of our blood.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I haven't had a Diet Coke in, like, 3 months. I don't remember why. I gave it up for a week, and then I was like, oh, well, I haven't had a Diet Coke in a week, so I won't have any. I haven't had any kind of soft drink or whatever in, I'm going to guess it's been about 3 months. I didn't really keep track. But
Diet Pepsi with a slice of orange, people.
Okay.
Try it.
Let me finish.
Okay.
There's a point to this. So I went home for my niece's wedding about a month ago, and I didn't, you know.
Tip myself on the head. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. I went home for my niece's wedding about a month ago, and we sit down at dinner, and I just got a water. And my mother is, like, confused by it. All right?
Hey, Patrick, what you doing?
So we're at Thanksgiving lunch at my grandmother's house. She's like, you want a Diet Coke? Because I'm like, no, I'm just going to have water. Why? Because I just want water. Well, why?
I'm because, like, I'm fat, Mom!
Like, why? What? She's about, it's Diet Coke. It's not regular Coke. But it's...
Yeah.
It can't be good for you.
They don't get it.
No. The thing is, everyone else is having some kind of soda, and I'm like, I'm not a weirdo. I will have a water, and it's... Nope.
See,
it's like
bizarre.
I hate
the taste of water. I can have Kool-Aid or anything, like, mixed in. Crystal Light. When I'm doing my diet thing or whatever, but I can't have water.
I think you're the only person I know who hates the taste of water.
My mom came to visit a couple of weeks ago, and she was leaving, and she left, and I called her. I'm like, okay, just wanted to say thanks. I love you guys. Thanks for visiting and all that. And she's like, oh, okay. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to lunch. Oh, where are you going? And I told her where I was going. She said, well, don't eat too much. I said, okay.
Oh,
she goes, yeah, you're getting fat.
No.
Mom, I've been fat for years. Yeah. Oh, well, I know, but you're getting fatter.
Wow.
Thanks, Mom. I love you. Glad you came to visit.
You're getting fatter.
Yeah.
Does your mom not like me and Dee because she sees us as your fat friends?
Well, the ones who did it.
Like, we did this to you.
You know, you were
small. They say you become a, the combination of your five closest people, the people you hang out with the most?
Oh, the four of us are so screwed.
Done.
Seriously.
Conversely, all my friends are thin.
I'm backing up.
Like, my friends are all like, the ones we go to the beach and they're in their bikinis. They're like, oh my God, look at this little roll here. I go, I couldn't pinch like half an inch on you. Meanwhile, I'm like in a snowsuit. I'm like, nope, not going anywhere. And yeah, but I hang out with all skinny little things.
I'm my fattest friend. I am.
Hanging out with skinny people because it'll rub off on you.
It hasn't. It's been years. It's never rubbed off on me.
Nope.
You know, everywhere I go, I'm the fattest person in the room. It's not a
good thing. No, you're not. We go to events and there's, trust me, because I do the same. I'm not naming names. Well, I mean, but
okay, when we get off the air, you tell me who you think is actually.
You name who the
me.
Fat person is. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Who's madder than me?
Write it down on that little pad.
You write down who the fatter person.
Do not, Bubba. Don't show it on camera.
I was just going to show her writing. I
didn't sure you were.
Read it.
Okay, let me see that here. I'm not going to read it out loud.
I'll turn.
Okay, but that doesn't count. I'm talking about dudes.
Okay, but she's.
Stop.
There's a couple of girls we know who are kind of
big. Okay. Stop.
The people we just know.
There's the
what? Are you? What is that? Is that the stop?
No, no, I'm just saying. Be careful.
Just
be careful.
Tread lightly.
Can't offend
anyone.
That's
the sound of somebody coming in. Is that the pounding?
Is that Shrek?
No, I'm just saying. I gotta take my car. I gotta take my car and
he's gotta take his car to get his
Christmas
airbags
and
change for his Christmas present.
Yeah.
You good? You good now?
And happy anniversary to me.
Happy anniversary today. 20 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Thank you.
Did she remember? Did she text you and say anything?
Yeah.
Or is that how you remembered today? She texted you because on the show today he brought it up. And
yeah,
I'm
but
just wondering
late
now.
In the show when he brought it up. So
it was. It was like after 8, and I'm thinking that that's
what
happened.
Question: did she remember?
She remembered and texted
you.
You don't know.
Carson doesn't know.
You don't know.
They don't know dates.
Oh,
his
she
whole
doesn't
family.
Really?
No, it'll be like a Tuesday, and we're like, oh, I just remembered it's Zach's
she
birthday.
She does.
Oh, it's Zach's birthday today? Well, no, it was this past weekend, but we totally forgot.
We're just bad planner. Like we'll say, hey, what do you guys want to do for you? Like, it was Zach's 16th birthday, his last one. What do you want to do? Like, we'll ask him like a month out, and teenage boys. No, I don't know nothing. 3 weeks. What do you want to do? Let's go have dinner somewhere, and I'll go to a friend's house or something, play some Call of Duty.
Week.
Come on, 2 weeks. And then finally, we just get beat down. It was like, well,
this has been going on though for more than a decade. Like I've been
like
around
since
his, before all of their kids were born, and I'm telling you, they've never remembered the kid's birthday.
The worst is when the first time I had to pick up a prescription for Gunner. They're little. And Kathy's like, hey, can you go and pick up the prescription at the drive-thru thing?
And you know,
I'm like, I've never done it before. I'm like,
oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, what do I need? Nothing. Just go and you may ID, but they're going to have a credit card and just pay for it. Okay. Pull up. And there's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure when you're there because there's people behind you. And I'm not real sure how.
You don't want
to
screw this up.
They got tubes that go through up to the ceiling.
Yeah. Hi, thanks for coming to the pharmacy. Can I help you?
Yeah, hey, I'm here to pick up a prescription.
Okay, and the name?
Yeah, it's for Gunner.
Okay, and birthday. Sir? Sir?
Yeah, I'm the dad. I don't know.
You don't know what? Can I get
you don't
ID?
Know your child's birthday?
What's your address?
And I give him the address.
Whole thing?
Yeah, and then she goes, okay, I get
it.
It was so awful. I felt it was the same feeling like when you get a cop behind you and he turns his lights on. When
like you know you're probably in trouble, but you don't know what for yet.
When she asked me his birthday, and I couldn't, I was wanting to spout out just random dates and months.
Just
and
start throwing them.
I go, you know,
October.
This is awful, but
October 43rd.
I cannot. I don't know. And she was like, you can tell it's happening a lot. She goes, it's okay. What's the address? And then I felt like one of those. She put me in that.
Bad dad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're
conversely,
the dad that
though,
doesn't know his own kid's
I know
birthday.
Now. I know now.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like if I asked each one of you, though, you'd be able to tell me the make and model as well as the year of your vehicle.
Of like, our vehicle we drive now?
Yeah.
Who can't do that? Who doesn't know the make, model of year, the vehicle they...
Oh, me.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Of the vehicle you're currently driving, the one that's parked outside.
No, it was the car before. I couldn't do it for this one either.
Oh, my God.
But TSA, I lost my wallet while I was on vacation. Like, I don't know if it was stolen or I just had a few too many drinks and it fell somewhere. But so I didn't have an ID to get back on the plane. So they pull you out of line. And part of kind of the, I guess, interrogation to let you on, they call somebody in the government. And they start asking you these questions about yourself. And one of the questions was, what was the make and model and year of the car that's registered to you?
You knew the make and model, right?
I knew the make and model, but I didn't know the year. So I was like, I think it's 2009.
That's not helping when they're trying to Yeah, you're under government surveillance to find out if
really
you're actually you.
I really did not know the year of it. This and I don't think good. I know the year of the car that's sitting out there right now. I don't know. I don't know the year of my cars. And so, like, I had to guess, and luckily I guessed right. And they were, and I go, is it? And they're kind of like, lady, this isn't a game show.
Like, I don't know if you saw the eagle on the door, but this is the real deal.
Because, I, you know, I'm like, can I give you a 3-year
and
span?
Now, let's play Homeland Security.
But it really, but that was one of the questions they asked,
they would
and
ask
I didn't
me that,
know.
I would say, I don't know, when's the latest update you have? Because I've probably moved on to two or three different cars.
Bubba's bought 4 cars since the last time the government checked on him.
They're asking them just to update their records.
I forgot to tell you, you know what I got in the mail? A thing from the state saying, hey, Bubba, guess what? You might have unclaimed merchandise in our state coffers. Something was turned into the state. Oh, so nice. I log on to the website and I check it out. I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I realize, what if this is a scam? Because they need a bunch of info. So I went, instead of from the email, I went to the actual state website and I did it through there, finding all the stuff. And sure enough, there's an unclaimed merchandise thing on the state government website you can do. And you can find out if somebody has something for you. Wow. And there was like $99 in there for me. $100, baby.
Well, that's
free money, dude,
Merry
that I
Christmas.
Didn't even know was there.
For sure. For sure. I have to go. So
he really has to leave.
I really have to leave. So.
All right. Thank you, Subway, for sponsoring the podcast. Head into Subway to get the Reuben. It's an iconic sandwich, been around forever, with a taste that's made it an American classic. And if anybody knows how to make classics, it's Patrick and Subway. The Reuben comes stacked with a hearty portion of lean corned beef, Bavarian-style sauerkraut, and believe me, it's good sauerkraut. That's what makes the whole sandwich to me, personally. Swiss cheese, creamy Thousand Island dressing. It's awesome. All on the new freshly baked rye bread. So head on over to Subway today and get this classic before it's gone. Big D, you gotta go.
Bye!
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.